Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, praise the Lord, everybody, and welcome to the Women of Destiny Speech broadcast. And we're so excited tonight, and we want to give honor to our international residing bishop, Derek Robinson, to our leader of the Women of Destiny, Bishop Marie Lackland. At this time, I'm going to ask if Overseer Pay would give us a scripture, and Pastor Weatherspoon, if she would give us prayer.
Elder Page?
Yes, ma'am.
Is Brother Page going to do the scripture, or we need to get someone out?
He's reading it now, Pastor. I don't know why he's not being heard. Overseer Page?
Oh.
Yes, ma'am.
We couldn't hear you. Could you read the scripture again, please?
Yes, I'll be reading from Isaiah chapter 41, beginning at verse 10. The word of the Lord reads, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing, and they that strive with thee shall perish. Thou shalt seek them and shalt not find them, even them that contended with thee. They that war against thee shall be as nothing and as a thing of naught. For I, the Lord thy God, will uphold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee." I have read into our hearing tonight Isaiah chapter 41, verses 10 through verse 13. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and keeping of his holy word. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come before you humbly as we know how, thanking you again for this opportunity, Lord, to come on this podcast this great afternoon. And Lord, we ask that you just bless us the more, each and every one that's represented here, Lord God. We ask that you touch them in a special way so that the words that they hear on tonight will be an enhancement to their knowledge, their wisdom, their understanding, Lord God, and provide for those who don't have that, what they need. And bless us all the more. Bless our speaker tonight, Lord God. Bless her all the more and anoint her all the more. And Lord, as you continue on in this afternoon, look upon each and every one of us, that you put your loving arms around us, that we may be blessed and go forth in this day and time. In Jesus' mighty name I pray, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Weatherspoon. So at this time, mm-hmm. our hearts and minds are going to get ready to hear from our international who's over the women, Bishop Marie Lackland.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody.
Amen.
Come on, let's give God
praise
some glory.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Lord,
hallelujah.
Lord, let's lift his name.
Thank you, Lord.
Anybody like Jesus, we came to lift him up.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank
you,
God. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you for
praise God. Certainly, we thank God and give him the glory that's due his name. We thank God for Jesus, our Savior and soon coming King. Thank God for the Holy Ghost, our keeper, teacher, leader, and guide. And thank God
Amen.
For the hope that encamped around about us all night and all day. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We certainly want to give honor to our international presiding bishop, Derek Robinson, the Apostolic Council, and all of you great men and women of God who are listening in tonight. Welcome to the Women of Destiny Speaks podcast. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, bless his name. Hallelujah. Somebody needs to know tonight that Jesus Christ, he is the Savior of the world. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We are so delighted to be with you as 2020 is about to come to an end, to just share with each other and to minister to one another, because we are our brothers and sisters keeper. So we give God the glory. Hallelujah. Today is Tuesday, December 8th, 2020. And again, thank you for calling in, for dialing in, and to our host tonight, Elder Pate. We just give God glory for everyone. Our scripture is going to be coming from tonight, the book of Job, chapter 14 and verse 14b. And if you're making noise on your line, please mute your phone so it does not distract when the word of God is going forth. Thank you so much. All the days of my appointed time will I wait till my change come. That's Job 14 and 14b. We're going to be talking tonight about waiting for my breakthrough. How many waiting on a breakthrough? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, bless his name.
Yes, Lord.
And tonight, tonight is a special night because we have three powerful women of God who will be speaking to us on tonight. They are all members of Kingdom Destiny Fellowship International, as well as the Women of Destiny, which is an arm of KDFI. Our first woman that will be coming to us tonight is Pastor Angela Douglas. Is she on the line?
Yes, I am.
Oh, bless you, woman of God. Hallelujah. So let me just give you a little bit background for Pastor Douglas. She resides in Cleveland, Ohio, with her husband and son. Also, she serves as the pastor of Total Release International Ministry. She also has two nonprofits that serves and saves young men and women to get them out of gangs. Somebody ought to shout hallelujah. Oh, bless his name.
Yeah.
Yes, her life mission in ministry is to bring the community back to the church and the church back to the community. So come forth, woman of God, Pastor Douglas, and share with us your heart. Talking about waiting for my breakthrough.
Amen, amen, amen. Good evening, saints of the Most High. I just want to proclaim on tonight that Jesus is Lord. I want to honor everyone in their respective places, but I want to dig right into the topic because, you know, as she stated, we have three special women on tonight. So I just want to dig right into the topic, which is waiting for my breakthrough. Of course, using the scripture from Job 14 and 14, all the days of my appointed time will I wait till my change comes. Now, I will say, as I pondered, you know, as God begins to show you, you know, what the topic is, the first thing that stood out to me when I pondered on the topic is the word my. Yes, the word why. My. And the reason is too often we spend too much time trying to help everybody else get their breakthrough and watch everybody else with their issues and go through their processes when we can miss truly what God has for us. And too often the enemy uses others to distract us from the purpose and plans that God has for us, and we can be stuck and not even know it. We can be stuck in a place and still serving God and still going to church, and now we're doing the online thing, but you can still be stuck in that place because you're not in the right place where God has you. And this is all while we're supposed to be waiting for our breakthrough. So you don't want to be stuck, saints, because when you're stuck, sometimes you can become depressed, you can become melancholy, and God is saying, I've already given you strategy. He has already given us strategy, saints, on how to get out and how to get our breakthrough. And breakthrough, breakthrough, people say, oh, yeah, I got my breakthrough. But did you truly get your breakthrough? Did you truly hear the voice of God and where you should be? We don't want to be stuck, saints. Amen. So all while we're waiting, but you get distracted and you allow the distractions to come. And it's easy to happen. It happens to all of us. And that's why I thank God for KDFI. I thank God for tonight. Because the more that we fellowship with one another, the more we can actually find out the plans and the schemes of the enemy, and we learn how to strategize so that we can go forward, we can break free, we can be free in who God called us to be so we can get ready. And also, I do want to proclaim and say this, that the 2021, which I'm so excited about, it's going to be a new revival. It's a new season. It's a new moment. It's newness. It's, transformations are taking place. Yes, COVID is here, but you know, God is setting the stage for the next great revival. And I'm so excited for what he's doing. And he has us all in our places, in our homes. You know, a lot of us think that we're just, oh, I'm in the house. No, it's preparation time. And the breakthrough, and we as saints, we got to get our breakthrough so we can get ready for what's about to take place in 2021. It actually has started now. But God is getting us ready because change is happening even within the church. So this is the time for us to listen and to hear and to so God can tell us how to move and when to move. And I just praise God for what he's doing. Of course, none of us has ever lived through a pandemic, but we still have to keep our joy. We still have to believe God for what he's doing despite whatever comes our way. And even with the COVID, you know, that could be a distraction. But all I know is I just want to walk and do what God called me to do. And even in the waiting, we're saying waiting for my breakthrough, there is a blessing in the waiting. And, again, it's waiting for my breakthrough, not someone else's breakthrough. We have to start ministering to ourselves because we give out and we give out and we give out and we're drained because we haven't sat long enough for God to fill our cups to overflow so then we can minister. So while there is a blessing in the waiting, because timing can be so crucial, and we don't know what God is working out for us in the heavenlies while we're showing restraint, we have to show God, I trust you. I'm just going to sit right here until my change comes. But doesn't that can look like an oxymoron. You're like, how can I look at that and say, how am I waiting and being still and doing a breakthrough at the same time? Because breakthrough is action. But that movement without actual movement is prayer. Ooh, hallelujah. Pray and believing God for that change, even while you're waiting for a breakthrough. That's that movement. Again, the movement without movement is prayer, because you can't really see what's happening in the heavenlies, but you believe in God for what's going on in the heavenlies. And you may see what God is doing while you're praying. God is fixing some things. God is doing what he needs to do to help us get free in the transition. Amen. And there was a World English Bible version that I saw, and it said, all the days of my warfare will I wait until my release should come. I said, okay, that's two other words, warfare and release. And what I love about God and in the hope that we have in him is that it doesn't matter who, what, where, why, how, whatever happens that to try to defeat us, we are already victorious. And we may not win every battle, but it's the warfare that we endure that helps us come out on the other side. Amen. And you know that a lot of times we say, oh, my God, I'm in battle. I done got hurt. But what did you learn from that battle? What did you learn because you may have gotten hit? Because, you know, we're not going nowhere. It's just a hit. You're going to come out from the hit. But what did you learn while you were in the press? Sometimes it can be a matter of life or death, but we're in the press. We're going forth. We may be wounded while we're also listening to strategy, the strategy that God has for us. I learned so much, and we all do, the more we go through. I learned what can happen if I don't listen to the voice of God. He tells me to go one way, I go another. And, you know, that's another thing, God, he teaches us, you know, how to go through. And, you know, next time you can say, okay, that was the voice of God. And that's how you learn to build up your strength in listening. Because the listening, that is a strength. You have to be able to hear the voice of God. And you may say, why is warfare so important? Or what are we learning while in warfare? Just think about people in the service. They got to go through boot camp. They have to learn to take directives. They got to learn to be sharp. They got to learn loyalty. You got to learn allegiance. All these things is toward God, too. He's our king. Amen. So during warfare, we learn to be courageous, mission-driven, loyal. We hear the directives from the Holy Spirit because, you know, that's our general. God is our general and teaches us how to move, when to move, where to move. And then, of course, getting back to that listening, because that's where it is. You got to have an ear. Having that intimate relationship with God allows us to get that strategy. I cannot say that enough how important that is. You got to have strategy so you can have victory in the warfare. And as we find ourselves in many battles, it's important, saints, again, that we have a listening ear so we can come out. Sometimes You could be right there, and now it's like I'm seeing a woman in childbirth. She's at that last moment. She got to do that final push, but you got to break through to come out. You got to be able to break through to come out. That's it. So that final push, which is a lot of pain. And I don't want to be like the children of Israel. I talk about this all the time. 11 days journey took them 40 years. And I understand it's not going to be easy, but while we're waiting in the hold, in the press, we have to know and believe that we have the victory. The victory is on the other side. The breakthrough is near. And, of course, we already know the enemy doesn't want us to get free. But I was taught don't focus on the enemy. Yes, I mean, I came up Pentecostal and they talked about the devil and the blood of Jesus. And, yeah, we still pray that way. But let's focus on what God had called us to do. And not so much on the enemy, because it's the praise as well. It's the praise that gives us the victory. It's the praise that takes us through. It's the praise that takes us through our pain. Amen. And the enemy doesn't want us to get that release. And then also too, that's when I saw that warfare and release. The name of the ministry, which Mother Bishop, I call her Mother Bishop. I love her so much. She read was the Total Release International Ministries. That is, you know, the name of the ministry that God gave us. So the total release is that being free, and that's what we teach, to be free from anything, all things that God doesn't want us to hold on to. Because that freedom is so important. A lot of times we come to church, we join church, we're in bondage, then we come in church, and then we get in bondage again from the spirit of religion. So and that's why TRIM, Total Release International Ministries, is trimming. It's trimming off those extra things that we don't need. We just need God. And we still need the doctrines. We still need the leadership. But don't take on too much, because God wants us to ultimately be free as we serve him. And, you know, just a little bit about my 2020. This was a year of great losses for myself and a lot of turmoil. You know, my husband caught COVID, my mother caught COVID, but praise God, but my mother tested positive and she's sitting in a nursing home eating three meals a day. Like, where the COVID at? She didn't have not one symptom. So I praise God for that. My sister's cancer came back. We believe in God for that. I lost my spiritual dad, Bishop Jesse Ellis II. I'm still grieving that. Now I'm fighting for my marriage. You know, it's like with prayer, it's like we have to wait. I'm waiting on the transition of release and change. So we all have things, doesn't matter what level you're on, we all have things that we are waiting for our breakthrough and waiting for the change to come and waiting for the release to come, because the anointing, it sits there. Everything that we go through, the anointing, oh God, hallelujah, the anointing, oh God, it rests upon us. So the more we go through, the more we press, the more we get our breakthrough, it's that anointing that is right there. It's right there. There's great victory in our warfare. And I'm almost done. And I want you to think about a butterfly's transition, oh God, hallelujah, before coming out of its final phase and then flying into freedom. A transformation is called a metamorphosis, but it's a transformation nevertheless. And Romans 12:2 says, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind so that you may prove what the will of God is, which is good and acceptable and perfect. 2 Corinthians 5:17, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. That's part of the transition. That's part of the birthing. It's all coming new, because breakthrough is not just breaking through and then you're like, whoo, I'm done. The breakthrough is, it should be a newness about yourself, a transformation as you're coming forth. Amen. A transformation comes when you get released. A transformation comes when you get free, because you're going from being in bondage to being free. You're going from being caged in, from getting your release. Breakthrough means we are coming out of whatever is against us. Breakthrough means I'm free. I can't say that enough. Breakthrough meaning I am waiting for my next assignment in God. Breakthrough meaning I am in your will and ready to help somebody, do for somebody, because I will be free. All these things I associate with breakthrough. I will be a ready vessel full of power and strength and the anointing of God to help God's people. Come on, people of God. So I just want to encourage everyone on tonight that through prayer and listening and enduring warfare, our release and breakthrough will come. And I just want to sing just a little bit of this, and I will be done. Another level, another harvest, another day for you to manifest your promises. Another moment, another season for a breakthrough, a greater level, this is, a greater harvest, a greater day for you to manifest your promises, a greater moment, a greater season for a breakthrough. And we're going to say this by faith. This is my level. This is my harvest. This is the day that you will manifest your promises. This is my moment. Say that to yourself. This is my season for a breakthrough, hallelujah, breakthrough, get your breakthrough today, saints, in Jesus' name, amen. Turning it over to Mother.
Amen.
Oh, come on. Come on, people of God.
Amen.
Let's give God some glory.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my God.
Amen.
Awesome. Awesome.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
oh, Pastor Judgment, we thank God. Come on. Let's give him some glory, y'all. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
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 Yes.
And you know what I loved about Pastor Douglas?
So beautiful.
What I loved about Pastor Douglas, she was transparent. You know, so
yes.
many times we in the church, we try to fake in front like everything is all right, that we ain't going
yes.
through nothing.
Yes.
You know, and then the people come in off the street
yes.
and they say, well, hey, they got it all together. This ain't the place for me. But thank you, woman of God, for allowing the Lord to use
Amen.
You and not being ashamed. You know, the word says that I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And see, we think about that preaching, but it goes along with what you go through for preaching the gospel.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
yes.
Jesus.
And
yes,
then another
God.
Thing, you know, I give God glory, Pastor Douglas, because I was thinking, I said, Lord, since we've been on, we haven't had anyone to sing. And I was trying to think of someone I could get on to sing. And you know what? Look how God did that. Look, I mean... Yeah, I mean, you see, I'm a
Jesus.
Wannabe singer. See, you a preacher and a singer, but I'm a wannabe. But you know, and you had a song that tied right in with the topic tonight. You know, so while I'm trying to figure it out, God already done worked it out. Oh, come on, hallelujah. Oh, we love you, woman of God. Hallelujah. Waiting on your breakthrough. Ooh, bless God.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Amen. So our second speaker tonight, Pastor Felisa Woods. Are you there, Pastor Woods?
I am, Bishop.
Amen. She is the founder of Divine Faith Healing and Deliverance Church in Wake Forest, North Carolina. She is married and is the mother of four children, and she is glad to be a servant of the Lord. So come forth, woman of God, and share your heart while waiting on your breakthrough.
Amen. First, I would like to give honor to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who is the head of my life. Also, I'd like to give honor to the presiding bishop, Bishop Derek Robinson, and also to you, Bishop Lackland. I thank God for you, and also for the men and women that are on here, Elder Pate, Pastor Witherspoon. Thank God for you. I thank God for this opportunity to be able to share what God has given me about waiting on my breakthrough. And as I begin to study a little bit today, it dropped in my spirit that I want to break down a little bit what it means to wait. And so when I read the dictionary, it said that waiting means to stay where one is or delay. Delay action until a particular time or until something happens. Then I went on and I found out that I looked up breakthrough, and it said overcoming something and having an achievement. So I said, Lord, I'm still not where I really want to be. So I want you to give me something a little bit more. And so the Holy Spirit dropped in and said, look up Christian breakthrough. And so when I looked up Christian breakthrough, it said a new level of spirituality, different depending on the person. And it said that it is a struggle that finally peaks and finds resolution. Somebody should have got excited about that right now.
Oh, come on, woman of God.
And finds resolution. And so what I want to tell you on tonight, that while you are waiting on your breakthrough, good God Almighty, I want you to know that trouble don't last always. Amen. And so when I began to really study tonight, this really blessed me, because I want you to know that we are living in a time right now where everything is uncertain. We don't know what's going to happen. We don't know what will take place, but we do know that God is still in all the distractions that going on, that God is still in control. Amen. And so as I begin to go back and look at some of the things about Job, amen, I thought about what he went through, all of his struggles, amen, the things that he had lost, amen. And I begin to look at myself, and I begin to think about some struggles that I went through, amen. And so I first had to realize, amen, that when you are looking for a breakthrough, you got to realize that you are dealing with a battle, amen, that you are in a battle. And sometimes God calls us to wait, amen, but you can't stop believing God, and you cannot stop having faith. And what I mean is being still and waiting on the Lord does not mean that you are not active, amen. It does not mean that you are still not doing what God has called you to do, amen, just because physically you're not moving. But in the spirit, good God Almighty, you should still be praying. You should still be spending time with God, amen. And you still should be loving on God, even in your worst times, amen, because like I said, trouble don't last always, amen. And so as I begin to think about Job, and I begin to think about what he went through, amen, it took me back to a time in my life back in 2000, amen. And I've shared this testimony with many people, but I feel that it should be told on tonight, amen. And what happened was I had got into a situation where I had married this gentleman, amen, and I thought that I had found the man of my dreams, and everything just seemed to be so perfect at the time, amen. And when I got married, amen, I had no idea what was about to happen to me. Just like what happened with Job, amen, he was not prepared for the loss and the hurt and the pain that he went through. I had no idea what was about to happen to me, amen. But as I went on in the marriage, amen, I found out that the whole marriage was based on lies, amen, and he would leave the house during the day, and I'm thinking that he's at work, and people were calling me, telling me, said, no, I've been seeing him in the streets. I said, no, this can't be him, because I know that he's leaving and working. And so as time began to go on, the police start showing up at my house, knocking at stuff. Every time I turn around, the sheriff was coming asking questions about who was driving my vehicle and all kinds of stuff. And I kept saying, Lord, what is going on? Because I never even had much less as a traffic ticket in my life. So I knew something just wasn't quite right, but I couldn't put my hands on it. So after a while, after time went on, amen, I found out that he had been leaving the house and going into businesses, and he was robbing them, stealing their checks, and he was writing the checks and cashing them and bringing the money back to the household. Well, as time went on, I finally found out, amen, that when he had convinced me to move out of my place and move in with my mother so we could sell our home. And when one day I just happened to be sitting looking out the window, and here my home is being pulled down the road. I'm sitting in my living room watching my house being pulled down the road. I had no time to prepare for that type of pain, for that type of suffering, amen. I had lost everything that I had, amen. I didn't have anything but the clothes on my back. I didn't have a place for my children to lay their head, amen. I had nothing, it seemed like. And then after I lost my home, amen, I lost my cars. And then I found out that he had wiped out my bank account. I had no money. And let me tell you something. I didn't have nobody but Jesus Christ, amen. I didn't have nobody but the Lord. And so what I want to tell you on tonight is, do not allow the distractions that go on in your life, amen, do not allow it to keep you from still spending time with God, amen, because I had lost everything. People had laughed at me. They talked about me. They criticized me. They said I should have known better. They said I should have known what he was doing, but I had no idea. And to make it even worse, I get a call from the police department, and they call me in. I found out that he had over 50 felonies, good God Almighty, and that they had been watching my mother's home for all that time, and he was selling drugs out of my mother's home. I had no idea all this stuff was happening. And then I found out when I got to the police station, amen, I found out that he was still married to somebody else, that I didn't even have a legal marriage. I felt like I was about to lose my mind, good God Almighty. But I thank God I waited. Hallelujah. I waited on God. I did not allow the enemy to distract me, amen, but I kept on going anyway, and so after that, I had to start all over again, and so me and my children, we slept in one room at my brother's house, good God Almighty. My children slept on the floor, and my two newborn twins slept in the bed with me, and I had no income at the time, because I had been out of work on short-term disability, and my check had ran, my money had ran out. I was only $7 a month, and my car payment at the time, I was able to get another car. It was $240. I was living off of $30 a month, and you tell me God won't come in, and he won't change some things, and he won't put his loving arms around you, won't protect children. And so that's why I got to serve God like the way that I do, because I had to wait. It's because of the waiting period. Come on, somebody. It's because of what I went through, amen, that I didn't lose my mind, that I did not back on God. Good God Almighty. One day I got a call and they told me to come down to the place. We got an apartment. I said, well, how in the world, God, am I going to pay for the apartment? And my mama said, just go down there anyway. And he said, I got a 3-bedroom for you and a 2-bath. He said, but hold up. I just found out that there's a 4-bedroom, 2-bath apartment, amen. You don't have to pay a dime in rent. Good God Almighty. Ooh. I thank God, hallelujah, that he took care of me. And then I said, Lord, I don't know what I'm going to do, because I don't even have the money to turn the lights on. And my grandmother was sitting in the car with me that day, and she said, baby, I'll turn your lights on. She said, I don't have the strength to go into the building. And so I went in there, and I told the people, and the woman came out the door and brought the pad to my grandmother and filled the paperwork out. You tell me God ain't good. God God will take care of you in your time of need. So that's why I tell you on tonight, amen. I waited, but one day my breakthrough came through. Good God Almighty. That's why I got to I like the way that I do. That's why I got to press on the way that I do. Because I could have died in that situation. I could have took my life. I could have done all kinds of things. Amen. But the Lord stayed with me. He stayed with me the whole time. Amen. Just like he did Job. He might have lost a lot of things. But in the turn, it was that he can give you double for your trouble. Amen. I thank God for the pain. I thank God for the hurt. I even thank God for allowing the ridicule to come through. Because if I had not been through what I had gone through, God would not have had an opportunity to show up and show out in my life. And because didn't give up. Somebody else got delivered from looking at what I went through. Good God Almighty. So I tell God, thank you for allowing it to happen because now I know how to wait. Good God Almighty. Now I know how to pray. Amen. Now I know how to have faith and to have hope in God. And so I tell you, ladies, on tonight, that no matter what you go through in your life, don't give up on God. Don't allow the enemy to play mind games with you and think that God ain't listening and that God ain't working on your behalf. Amen. Because we don't see it with the natural eye does not mean that God ain't doing it behind the scenes. Amen. And he will set up people in your life. Amen.
Glory.
Your time of need. So don't worry about the naysayers. Don't worry about the folk who laughed at you. Don't worry about the people that talked about you and made fun of you. Amen. Because guess what? He who laughs first, laughs last. I just tell God thank you that I was able to overcome and get to my breakthrough. So I just tell body about the goodness of Jesus and all that he done for me. See, the devil tried to take me out just like he tried to take Job out. Amen. But you got to stand still and wait on God, even if it takes a long time. Just still continue to pray, still continue to wait, and still continue to walk closer because your breakthrough is on the way. God bless you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I don't know
who Alicia Keys was talking about, but these women of destiny are on fire. Come on, somebody. Bless his name. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Jesus. No wonder they're so anointed, because the anointing it costs something. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Bless your name, Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
You
give God glory.
Hallelujah.
And Pastor Word, we give God glory for you, woman of God. And know that you're not by yourself, but you just bold enough to share it. Some of us scared and thinking about what folk say. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Ooh, bless his name. Thank you, woman of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus.
I'm so glad I don't know enough, God. Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
my God.
Thank you, God. Bless your name, Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Somebody else has been through that. Oh, God bless his holy name.
Yes, yes. Lord. If anybody listening and you ever wondered, come on, go ahead and praise him. Hallelujah.
Thank
yes.
God.
Don't quench him. Oh,
yes.
He's worthy.
Yes.
God
is
worthy.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
thank you,
yes.
Jesus.
Yes.
Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
So, thank you, Lord.
Bless your name, Jesus.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you that you were there with her. Oh, bless your name.
Hallelujah,
God.
None
like you. None like you.
Hallelujah.
Bless your name, oh, Jesus. None like you. Oh, it was nothing but the blood.
Thank you, God.
That. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. Oh, thank you. Yeah,
thank you.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
He's a friend indeed and a friend indeed.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, woman of God, Pastor Woods. Thank you for sharing your heart, oh God. If anyone ever wondered what the Women of Destiny of Kingdom Destiny Fellowship International is all about, amen. We're learning tonight, women who are real, hallelujah, hallelujah, women who love God and say, I gave up everything to follow him. Oh, bless his name. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Our final speaker tonight is Pastor Mother Barbara Adams. She has been preaching publicly since June 22nd, 1981. She has been pastoring for 14 years and serves as the senior pastor of Walls of Salvation and Gates of Praise Free Will Baptist Church. She is the mother of four children and a host of grands and great-grands. She has been a widow since 2003. Pastor Adams is also the vice presiding of Missionary of Northeast FWD Conference and the district overseer of western part of Pennsylvania and the Northeast region of Kingdom Destiny Fellowship International, the region that has the Spirit of David under the direction of Overseer Demel Elliott. So come forth now, Pastor Barbara Adams, and share your heart waiting for my breakthrough.
Holy greetings, all my father's children. It's just a blessing to be here. Amen. And your presence on tonight on this podcast, and you put me in a precarious place behind this power, these powerhouses, Pastor Douglas and Pastor Wood, Lord Jesus. But we do give honor to our presiding bishop, Bishop Derek Robinson, and our host, overseer of the women internationally, Bishop Marie Lackland. Amen. Our second presiding bishop, D.D. Allen, our first assistant, Bishop-elect Covington, and the Apostolic Council, and all the tiers of leadership, we greet you with Jesus' joy. And off the record, we just want you to know I thank you for your prayers for my family. My daughter's feeling better. Won't he do it?
Yes, he will.
He's
yes, he will.
Faithful.
Yes, he will.
Hallelujah.
Yes, he will.
I just thank him tonight. Amen. I had to wait for my breakthrough just to get on this phone. The charger wouldn't work. I had to buy one to get it. Hallelujah. That is good.
Yes, he is.
Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. So I'm going to get right into the word, not to waste time. Amen. I like to try to be on time, although a lot of times I'm not. Praise God. But I try my best. Amen. So our scripture is Job 14b, as has already been read. All the days of my appointed time will I wait till my change comes. Father, we just thank you tonight for the moving of your power by your spirit, by your mighty hand. Lord, rest upon us tonight. Let your spirit be preeminent. God, move through the words that we speak, Lord, that it might bless and encourage your people, to let them know that a breakthrough is coming. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, freedom is on its way. Hallelujah. And Father, we just thank you for your love, your grace, and your mercy, and this blessed opportunity and privilege to speak to your people on tonight. In Jesus' mighty precious name we pray. Amen. Well, when I contemplated with our theme, amen, as well as Job. And Job, of course, as have already been expounded so beautifully and all into my message, Lord have mercy. praise God. We understand a better understanding of good and evil. And we have an understanding of the warfare between God and Satan, because that is his name, amen. And, of course, we know Jesus defeated him on the Mount of Temptation as well as Calvary by the blood. Somebody say the blood. Hallelujah.
Never the blood. Talk about power. It. Calvary.
The blood. The blood.
Come on. God, talk
my
about
God.
It.
These 42 the chapters of Job really helps us. Amen. If we have any confusion, misinterpretation of why we go through what we go through. Lord have mercy. And I don't know of anyone outside of the Lord, amen, for almost 33 and a half years that the scholars mostly believe that he walked his ministry here on this planet, amen, was without sin. And we do understand and know that Job was a man. He wasn't God. Hallelujah. But God praised him. He bragged on him. He said he eschewed evil. He was a righteous man. He shunned things that didn't look like God. I tell you, we need to look more like Jesus in our life. Amen. And he just did the things that were right in the sight of the Lord. Amen. And as he continued his journey, of course, as we also know, we are going to be attacked. Amen. It's not us so much personally, but it's the God in us. Somebody said the hope of glory. The Christ in us that Satan is after. Amen. He does not want you to finish or accomplish your assignment or goals that God has given you. And so he attacks. Hallelujah. And God allows it. Oh, have you tried my servant Job? I think about the difficulties and adversity that Job went through. Lord have mercy. Time after time, minute after minute, I mean all the way down to his health, boils breaking out from his crown to the sole of his feet. And then his wife, oh my God, said, curse God and die. You stink, Job. Just go ahead on and curse him. Hallelujah. You're in such a bad shape. Lord, have mercy. Don't nobody even want to be around you because you smell, Lord Jesus.
My God.
And yet this was a righteous man. Hallelujah. And what did he tell us? He said, you sound like a foolish woman. Hallelujah. Yes, and I thought about the three brothers that the so-called friends, correctly, that came to visit him. Job must have did something wrong. It had to be sin. Anytime you go through what you've been through, you've had to sin against God. You had to transgress. You had to do something for God to be angry with you. But this book lets us serve us to notice that every time we're going through, it's not because we've done something wrong. Hallelujah. I'm reminded of the blind man. He said, neither your parents or you have sinned, but it's all for the glory of God. Oh,
yes. Lord.
And so Job continued to be faithful. Amen. And proved that he was human and not God. He did complain. Yeah. Yeah. Who could go through such trials and tests and not say something? Amen. Of a complaint. And many times of the things that I've been through in my life and even going through now, I say, Lord, now wait a minute now. You God. I got your DNA in me. Emmanuel's blood is running through my body, in my veins now. Wait a
Preach
minute.
Out.
I know
Preach.
Who I am. I have no identification problem. Hallelujah. And I know that you're on my side, but what's going on here? I can't seem to see because of the pain and the suffering and the adversity that I'm going through, the confusion and the chaos that I'm going through. Lord, I know you're here with me, and I'm waiting for my change to come. Oh, yes, I'm waiting. Amen. I'm waiting. And waiting, amen, means to pause for further instruction. Oh, yeah, I'm waiting on the Lord to tell me what to do, to tell me, Lord, which way to go. Give me the wisdom, the knowledge, the discernment, and the understanding. What do I do next to get out of this dilemma? Oh, hallelujah. Let it be for your glory and not mine. Be careful when you say, for the glory of God, because truly you'll suffer. And in order to suffer, you'll reign. In order to reign with him, you will suffer. Amen. And when you ask God for his glory to be showed up, amen, he's going to show up too. Hallelujah. But can you drink up this cup that I drink from? Lord, have mercy. Yeah, it means to delay action until something, amen, happens. I'm standing by. I'm holding on, and I'm sitting tight. And then when my change comes, I make something different. Amen. Alter it or modify it or replace it or give a substitute. And then when I get my breakthrough, I discovered, hallelujah, what it was God had me or wanted me to do, the direction that he's given me to step forward. Hallelujah. Advancement, improvement, the progress, the breakthrough. God, bow, amen, the Lord of the breakthrough. And I'm so glad I understood, amen, as I studied this book about Job, amen, how God will make a way out of no way. I know that God
will
give you a breakthrough. God will change your circumstances. He will change your direction. Oh, yes, like he did for the children of Israel. As they got to the Red Sea and it looked like they could go no further, and they began to doubt and they began to be confused and they began, hallelujah, to be afraid and said, now, Moses, what you going to do now? And the Lord said, Moses, stretch out his rod at the Arkansas. Amen. And sea opened up by the mighty hand of God. And they went over on dry ground. I'm so glad that I may not have been there at the Red Sea, but I've had some situations in my life waiting for my breakthrough. That when I got to what seemed like a Red Sea, that he opened up a way where there was no way. He turned midnight into day. Yes, he did. He was my war horse in the time of a war. He was my battle axe in the time of a battle. He taught me how to swing my hammer in the morning, and I learned how to swing it in the noonday and even in the midnight hour now, you want to know how to get your breakthrough. You got to learn how to pray. You got to learn how to stretch out on God. You got to hold on to the horns of the altar until your change come. Yes! Hallelujah! I'm a living witness that God will take care of you. He will be your God. A breakthrough God like he was for David. A breakthrough God like he was for Elijah. A breakthrough God like he was for Peter. A breakthrough God like he was for Paul. A breakthrough God for you. And a breakthrough God for me. Yeah. That's it. God bless you. Heaven smile upon you is my prayer.
My God.
Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Come on, everybody. Oh, my God, Pastor Woods and Pastor Douglas, preached out of your souls. I tell you, I'm so proud because these are my daughters. Shaded or old shot. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name. Yeah, God. Ooh, I'm excited, y'all. My feet done got light. See, I don't need no keyboard. I don't need no drums. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Oh, bless his name.
Yeah.
God don't need no matches. He's fired all by himself. Hallelujah. Oh, bless his name. We certainly, have our hearts not burned tonight, you all. Oh, God.
Thank you, God. Great women of God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So
yes.
At this time, are there any questions does anyone have for Pastor Douglas, Pastor Woods, or Pastor Adams that you would like to ask them, you know, not to get in their business or nothing like that, but just concerning waiting on your breakthrough? Hallelujah. Amen. And also, is the regional overseer of the Eastern region where Pastor Woods, that's our bishop. Amen. Is Bishop on? Does anyone know? Amen. Amen.
No,
the beast in the east. Okay, the beast in the east. I know he would have been so very proud of Pastor Felisa Woods tonight. Hallelujah. And Dr. Hogan, is he on the Midwest Central? Hallelujah. Amen. I know he would have been proud too. Hallelujah. Pastor Angela Douglas, glory to God, is the regional overseer of the Northeastern, the Spirit of David on, that would like to come and have remarks. Hallelujah. Praise
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
God is so awesome. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Oh, we know the protocol has been set, but we honor God. We honor our international presiding bishop, Bishop Lackland. Thank God for your life, woman of God, for facilitating this night and bringing forth these three powerful women of God. I am godly proud of all three of them. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We may be from different regions, but we are in the same KDFI family. Hallelujah. And we are in the same body of Christ. I am just so grateful. I tell you, my heart so full, tears in my eyes. As I listen to these women be so transparent, thank you, God, with what they have gone through. As Bishop Lackland said, so many times we have smiles on our faces and we have our chin lifted up and we act like we're not going through anything, when meanwhile our hearts are breaking. Oh, glory be to God. And we're going through hell and high water and don't want nobody to know. But I just believe that somebody heard the word on tonight, heard three words on tonight, and said, you mean to tell me there's some real women? Oh, glory be to God.
That oh, come on now, come on.
Jesus, but can be real and tell what they've been through. Oh, glory
yes.
be to God. And be able to say, this is how I got over, because there is a balm in Gilead. And there is a man named Jesus. Oh, God, he did it for me. He can do it for you. And so oh, God. I'm getting ready to mute myself before I just lose it because I just want to give God praise. Amen.
Mm.
Oh, glory be
Amen.
To God.
Oh,
oh
he's
hallelujah.
Worthy. He's worthy. Hallelujah.
Because I've been
Thank
through
you,
some
Jesus.
Stuff, and to hear these women all tonight, you can be able to say, I'm not the only one. Oh, glory
yes.
be to God.
Yes, say that.
Yes. Come, Robosa. All right, Mother Lassie, I'm just going to mute myself because I'm getting ready to just go off. But thank
oh,
you, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank
you for the yes. word of God. And thank you for what we have heard on tonight. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Hallelujah. You know that's what us girls do. We just go off. Hallelujah,
yes.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We just can't help
yes.
ourselves. Oh, bless your name. And I know it's a man on tonight, too. Ooh, glory to God. Hey, they got a testimony in their belly. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, we just give God the glory. Hallelujah. You know, that's when God can help you when you're real. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are there
Amen.
Are there any other regional overseers that are on that would like to make remarks at this time from any other region? Amen. Well, we do give God the glory. And, you know, I'm at this point in my life that I've always been since God called me that the main thing for us is to be saved. So we certainly want to give anyone an opportunity tonight you say, I've been in church, I've been shouting and dancing, but I don't know Jesus and the pardon of my sin. And, you know, the good thing about Christianity is, now, I don't know much about other religions because, you know, if you're satisfied, you ain't looking for no outside lover. Y'all better talk to me. So, see, I'm satisfied with Jesus, so I ain't looking for nobody else. And you know, the beauty of Christianity is that there is a way out. You know, folk might tell you to stop doing things, but how do you stop it? How do you come out of darkness into his marvelous light? But we want to direct you to over 2,000 years ago, coming down through 42 generations, how a man named Jesus went up Golgotha's hill and gave up the ghost. He died for the sin of the world and went to hell, but early the third day morning, he got up with all power in heaven and earth. In his hands. Amen. So that's our escape. That's our way out. He is the way, the truth, and the life. So if there's one on the call tonight that said, I want to be saved, because we can see that this death angel is riding. Come on, somebody. They say somebody is dying every minute. Come on. Every minute somebody is dying. So we don't know. We don't know, beloved, when we're going to get up out of here. We don't know when God is going to call the roll and he's going to call our name. But it'll be all right as long as we've been born again. Amen. So, you know, the women of destiny, we're after souls. Come on, women of destiny. We're
Come
after
on.
Souls.
Yes.
Not of just women, but of men. We're after the souls of men, women, boys, and girls. Hallelujah.
Yes.
God has raised us up higher. Yes, he has.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
So would there be one tonight? Would there be one tonight? What must I do to be saved? After hearing these women of God proclaim the gospel, proclaim what Jesus has done for them. And you said that touched my heart. It changed my mind. And I want to be saved. Tonight is your night. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Tonight is your night. Hallelujah. And even if you don't want to come forth, You know what I'm saying? If you don't want to come forward, because I know some of us are strangers to you, those of you even in other countries, you know, but you can just repeat after me. You can say, Lord Jesus, I'm sorry for all my sins and all my wrong ways. I ask you to forgive me. Hallelujah, for I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead, and I accept him now as my personal Savior. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Oh, we bless his name. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hello?
Pastor Douglas?
Hello?
Yes? Yes.
So sorry.
Don't be sorry, baby. Don't be sorry.
My name is Akitris Upchurch. Tonight, I know Pastor Woods, and I've been talking and communicating her for. How did I ask? I'm so sorry, y'all.
Don't be sorry, please.
For maybe the last 3 weeks or months, for some stuff that I've been just going through in my life, and I reached out to her tonight, and not knowing that she was doing a preaching or she was in a call tonight, and I asked her, can I call in? And I'm so thankful for the word and the preaching that was done tonight. It was very touching. I'm just in a situation in my life that I'm just trying to get to this breakthrough. And it's controlled, and then my mind is controlled, and I'm everything in my life is just being controlled. And I know which way I want to go, and I know I want to go with Jesus. I know I want to be with God. I want to keep my faith. I want to, you know, just and I don't even know where to start it because I'm so nervous right now. And I want to go there, and I feel it, and I guess it's me not knowing how. How do I go? How do I get there? How can I, you know, build my faith up and serve God more than I've been serving him? I'm starting to pray more. I'm starting to read more and spend a little time with God. But I feel like I'm at a standstill because I still feel like the enemy is still working towards me, working against me. And I feel like I'm in a stuck place.
Hallelujah.
And I just had to come up here, and I'm not, you know, I've been through a lot this year, and which has transformed my whole life to where I am right now. And I'm so thankful for Pastor Woods because she has really, really got me through a lot of it, but it's still, like, hard for me because my mind, the enemy takes my mind sometimes. He takes control of my mind, and I try to keep my faith and, you know, believing in God and trusting in him that he has my everything. And it's so hard for me, and I'm just want to know where do I start? How do I start?
Praise God. Pastor Woods, do you want to address that or do you want me?
Well, if you could address it, Bishop, that would be great.
Okay. Well, we sure do thank God for you, woman of God, Sister Upchurch. And you're right where you need to be. You say you're in the Word. You're seeking God more. And you can expect the enemy to come. You can expect him. Amen. And that's what the message was about. Tonight, waiting. So, see, you seem like you're stuck, but you're not stuck. You're just right where God. You're right where God wants you to be. Praise God. He said to be
Amen.
To know that I am God. Amen.
Yes.
So you're right where he wants to be. You know, just keep on waiting. Just keep on doing what you're doing. Because I think somebody said earlier, trouble won't last always. You know, it didn't come to last, but it will come to pass. Because your breakthrough, call it a little and I'm of the opinion that you're closer than you think. When you're about to give up, when you're about to let go, that means your breakthrough is closer than you think. So, woman of God, you be encouraging. And the devil ain't got your mind, because if he had your mind, you still wouldn't be believing. You wouldn't still be trusting God.
Hallelujah. So he ain't got your mind, but he will speak to your mind because that's the control center. Huh? But you can cast it down. You don't have to dwell on what the devil speaks to your mind. Hallelujah. But you're where God wants you to be. God is raising you up for such a time as this. And he has connected you with a woman of God that loves God, that has shown that you can make it. You can make it with God on your side. And you're going to make it, beloved. I don't care what you've been through. Hallelujah. They come to make us strong. That's what they do. They come to make us strong. And they come to help us learn more about Jesus. So you all right. Hallelujah. Yeah. And God is going to heal. He's going to heal. I'm a witness. God will heal your heart. He's able to mend a broken heart. Yes, he is. I got some women on the call that know about that. God is going to heal you. Yeah. And he's going to prove himself to you. And I speak it right now that it's going to be before this year ends that God is going to manifest himself unto you in a way that you never dreamed of. So you be encouraged, beloved, because you're not by yourself. You're not by yourself. It's just some women on here that might still be wanting to fake, but it's some women on here that's real. That's transparent. Come on, I'm hurt, I'm broken. Somebody done beat me up. Come on, somebody done called me wrong. Well, y'all ain't got to say nothing. Hallelujah. Yeah. But you right where God wants you to be. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Bless
his name. And we're going to pray with you if that's okay. Are you saved, woman of God?
I was saved years ago when I was a little girl. I grew up at church. My grandmother would send us to church every Sunday. But I'm not to consider myself saved. I don't know how to really answer that question because, like I said, I got baptized and saved when I was a little girl.
Amen. Well, would you like to be saved? Would you like to be sure? And very sure that your anchor holds and grips the solid bar. Because we don't know when God is going to call us. We just don't know. And we got to be ready. You know, I'd rather be ready and not ready. I'd rather have God. Come on, somebody. Somebody say, I'd rather have God than not need him. But see, I'm not in that place. I need the Lord. In my life. Yes, I do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I can't make it. I can't make it without the Lord. So, but I don't want to push nothing on you. But God didn't bring you to this place tonight for nothing. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And you've already confessed that this word has touched your heart. And that's what God. See, God is a heart God. He ain't lip service. He's a heart God. He looks at our heart. And if you want to be saved tonight, if you want to be sure. Oh, my God, we'll pray with you on tonight. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. So you can just let us know because we're not pushing God on nobody. We're just offering Jesus. That's all. We're offering him.
Yes.
And even if you don't want to do it tonight with us, Pastor Wood, she can do it with you, but know that we love you and we thank God that you're in our midst because we're the better because you're here. Hallelujah.
Pray for her baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
But that's what I'm asking. Does she want this?
Yes.
Amen. Yes. Because God does not put himself on anyone. You know, he said, whosoever will, let him come.
Yes.
So, if you want it, hey, it's available. It's available. Yes. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. And I'm not trying to put you on the spot. Hallelujah, because believe it or not, Sister Upchurch, it's some other women listening and on this call right where you are. And if they're not there, they were there. Come on, they were there because none of us came out of the womb dripping with the anointing.
Go ahead.
All of us came out sinners on our way to hell. and we had to come the same way.
Yeah.
But if you want us to pray for you, we would love to.
Yes.
Amen. Did you say yes or somebody? I hear some noise in the background, and I'm not sure if it's you or someone else.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so you would like prayer?
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Do you want to confess Jesus as your personal Savior?
Yes.
Amen. If you would just repeat after me, just say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
For all my sins.
For all my sins.
And all my wrong ways.
And all my wrong ways.
I ask you to forgive me.
I ask that you forgive me.
For I believe.
For I believe.
That God raised Jesus.
That God raised Jesus.
From the dead.
From the dead.
And I accept him now.
And I accept him now.
As my personal Savior.
As my personal Savior.
In Jesus' name I pray.
In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Is Pastor Caldwell still on the line?
Yes, ma'am.
Pastor Caldwell, would you please pray for this precious daughter of Zion?
Yes, 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 yes. Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much for this precious soul, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that she said yes to you this evening when she got on the call, oh God. We thank you that she said yes. She took the first step, oh God, and she heard your, she heard, the enemy is a liar. He does not have your mind. He does not have your mind gripped up because you would not have been able to hear God's call had he had your mind gripped up. So we thank you that she responded, oh God. And we ask now, oh God, that you would continue her stretch, that you would continue to pull on her, oh God, and pull on her heart, oh God, and continue to heal everything. I just hear in my spirit that healing is your portion, young lady. I just hear in my spirit that understanding is your portion, young lady. I just hear that God has such a work for you to do. That's why you were drawn to get on this call tonight, that this is just your first step, but it's not your set. It's not your last set. I just hear in my spirit right now to get ready. Get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready, that you are on the right track for sure, oh God. We just ask that you would cover her right now, oh God, that everything that has been said would be sealed in the name of Jesus, that you would have your way, oh God, in this young lady's life, in this young lady's life, that your will shall be done on her life, oh God. We ask it even right now that she would just be able to lift up her hands right where you are right now. Just lift up your hands and just say, I'm surrendering it all to you, oh God. I trust you. I don't fear anymore. I'm going to let go and let you, oh God, do what you do. I'm going to rest in your presence even right now, oh God. Fear doesn't have me. Bondage doesn't have me. I'm not gripped by not one thing. I'm going to lay here in your presence, and I'm going to trust you right now forevermore. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name. Thank you, Pastor Caldwell. We love you, Sister Upchurch. And if you've got paper and pen, you can write my number down. If you just want to talk, if you want prayer, because we don't want to just pray and minister to you and just leave you, but we want to be there for you. That's what Women of Destiny are about. We are our sisters and our brothers' keeper. So if you would like to, I could give you my phone number.
Okay.
Okay, just let me know when you're ready.
Okay.
It's 314. Mm-hmm. 314.
Mm-hmm.
276.
Mm-hmm.
9694.
Okay.
That's 314-276-9694.
And
Marie Lackland.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you.
And
so
we
much.
Say,
Oh, you're welcome. We thank God for you because you know what?
Yes.
I just believe in the spirit that when you came to this altar here that we have on this podcast, see, you came to the altar. Oh, bless God.
Yes.
See, you ain't got to be in the building to come to the altar of God, to the throne of grace. And I
My
just believe that there were other women. There were other women and even men that said, God, that's me. She's speaking for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that they were crying out to God just like you were. So we thank God that you took that step for so many that were Oh, glory to God. There were so many others. Hallelujah. That came behind you. So that lets me know that you are a leader. Hallelujah. Some people want to lead, but then God raises up leaders. And I believe that you're one of them, woman of God. Oh, bless God, somebody. Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So you just call me anytime. I don't usually turn my phone off. Because I never know, you know, and I don't want nobody to call and in need and, you know, or just want to talk. Sometimes you just need somebody to talk to, you know. So just know that you have that will, that opportunity to call me, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Amen. Does anyone else have any remarks before we leave down? Elder Pate, how much time we got, Elder Pate?
We got 39 minutes left, 38 minutes left.
Ooh. Oh, would you put them for 2 hours?
No, not 90 minutes, I thought, but, you know.
But
that would be
9 minutes left. Amen. So does anyone else have any more remarks or you were blessed? And, you know, when I was thinking about the podcast today, I was seeking God and God just put that in my spirit, waiting for my breakthrough. And then I'm like, okay, God, who do you want me to get? And he just began to bring women to my spirit. And I called him, and not one said, I got to check my calendar, you know, not one. Not one said that I'm too busy. They were ready, and that's what God wants us to be ready to stand for him. Hallelujah. So I thank you, my precious daughters. That's what you are to me. You're my precious daughters of Zion, and I give God glory for you. And for all of you that are listening, we were so fortunate last time China had joined in with us for the first time. So we give God glory. Amen.
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 Amen. Praise God. Amen. So if there's nothing else, we're not going to prolong the time. But we do thank our International Presiding Bishop, Derek Robinson, for allowing the women of destiny to come forth and fellowship with one another, because we need that. We need one another. And we pray for him. We also want to pray for our second presiding bishop, D.D. Allen, and the loss of his father, and also for our beloved Dr. Cynthia Taylor, who will be having a procedure on tomorrow. So we've got so much to pray for and pray for our children. I don't know if you all know it or not, but our children are under attack. They had a special on the other night, how millions of children are being raped, molested, and sold out for child pornography. So the daughters of Zion, God said to call for the wailing women. Because, see, you know, a wailing woman, she don't care if she sweat her hair back, sweat her makeup off. You know, she ain't trying to be cute. Pastor Adam, she trying to get that breakthrough. Y'all, come on.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Praise God.
So we've got so much to pray for and pray that God will cancel this COVID-19 and send this demon back to the pit from whence it comes. Hallelujah, and praying for Pastor Adams' daughter and her family as well. Amen.
Thank you so much. Amen.
Amen. So, Pastor Adams, if you would, woman of God, would you dismiss us in a word of prayer? Thank you, Elder Pate. Mm-hmm. Elder Pate is our host, and she sets up our podcast for us, so we give God glory for her.
Amen.
Amen.
What a privilege it is to carry everything to God in prayer. Father, we just thank you tonight. You have blessed us. You put your seal upon the women of destiny. We thank you for the soul that have come and for those that we might not have heard. Amen. But you know all about it. And we know by your grace, your love, and your mercy. So we thank you, Lord, that you have given us leaders, Lord, that are sincere and on the street called straight, that leadeth unto eternal life. So
my
we
God.
Thank you, God, that we have leaders that are righteous according to your word. Thank you, Lord, tonight for blessing us one by one and collectively. Thank you for the word, the prayers, song, whatever it is that one has done to encourage us, we thank you tonight. And as we depart off this phone, but not from your presence, Lord, I ask that we have a beautiful, wonderful, excellent sleep tonight. And if we dream anything, it'll be dreams of heavenly things, nothing of nightmares, in the name of Jesus. And we wake up early tomorrow morning with your name on our lips.
Yes,
and we ask this in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen.
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 Hallelujah. Love everybody. Amen. Love you so much.
Love you all. Thank you.
Love you.
Thank you.
Amen.
Don't get no tickets tonight.